Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yesterday we did a show talking about how hard it is raining, and that downpour is just here, is it not? I mean, like craziness, to say the least. Wanted to let you know if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ, John 14:6. So you heard during the break, this is live radio. We're shooting from the hip. We're paying attention to all of that which pertains to we the people in this country and what it is that the government is doing and what it is that they're not doing. We heard during the break about the border crisis, which is all initiated. It's your federal government hand in glove with your state governments and the mayors in the cities in your particular states that are alluring illegals into America on your taxpayer dollar. Okay, stop that. They won't come in anymore. If you go into the southern border, we do a whole show on this, folks. You go to jail for a couple of years. You get fined in a big way. But in America, I guess the borders are wide open, so you can just come over as you will because the federal government said so. Which only shows you, as I've said before, and I'll say it again, that they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. That's why they need the illegals. That's why they're alluring in the illegals. But it goes further than that, friends. Many of these people mean to conquer the United States of America. They're committing the act of treason. Their intent is they mean to destroy this country, and these are the people that are coming in droves in the United States of America. I just highlighted over the last couple days, friends, the crimes of these repeat criminals that are here illegally and how they're set free from prison to go back out onto the streets and to further endanger you and your families. This is what's happening now, okay? One of the things that was just brought up was the fact that they're using their trafficking people. Yes, the drug cartel is. They've been doing this for a long time. Matter of fact, when we were doing high schools and nothing but high schools, this was one of the topics in which we covered as to how the federal government is continuously funding these organizations that fail in their purpose of stopping drug use by daring kids to do it. Now, I'm saying that for this very purpose. When you look at how they're drug trafficking into America, I did a little bit of a piece. It was from 2020, I believe, probably about 25 years ago. I'm recollecting this even now. And they wanted to know from the people in Colombia why it was that they were so angry with the American people. And they were asked the question, why are you so angry at the American people? And the Colombian said to the reporter, which was conveyed back to the American people, we're angry with the American people because the American people have no no idea as to how do they get their drugs into America. What they do is they kill our little kids. They empty out their body cavities. They're called cocaine cowboys. They empty out their body cavities, and what they do is they stuff them full of narcotics. They put them in the coffin, and then they transfer them back over to America. Yes, Americans, that's how you get high. It's interesting, when I shared that information over the last 20 years, when I first started to highlight that information, which, by the way, the mainstream media blurted the truth out in their confusion during that particular time, that was really harsh, but that's really what's happening. And by the way, isn't that what they just said to you right before the show? It's exactly what they just said to you right before the show. If the American people weren't buying, little kids wouldn't be dying, friends. And the bottom line is if your government was doing their job, there wouldn't be a war on drugs. There wouldn't be a war on child trafficking. No, friends, the CIA is doing the drug trafficking, number one. Number two, it's the State Department, as we all know from Mr. McCarthy before he mysteriously dies in Italy, that told us that it's the State Department in the United States that's responsible for trafficking the children. So let's quit playing stupid. It may sound really harsh to some of you people, but let's get ahead of this game rather than get behind the game. And we're talking about the game of life here. And speaking of which, I had a lady today, not in particularly a response to me or to anybody else, but in general, who had said, you know, Mr. Biden's now in office, and this is what he's doing to our country. And this is the American people right here. You know what she said? She said, what do we do now? Yep, you wait for the problem to occur. Then once the problem occurs, and then they're in place, then you ask the question, what are we supposed to do about Mr. Biden now? Well, we all know that he's there illegally. As a matter of fact, even in Texas right now, certain states are even talking about secession. Because they said that he's there by fraud. We know that he's there by fraud, friends. Let's quit pretending otherwise. We know that he's there by fraud. Matter of fact, just to prove the point, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, subscribe to those pages. We have right in front of your faces, and if not, I will narrate. Former congressman pleads guilty to election fraud charges in Philadelphia. Of course. See, they have to get caught first, friends. They have to get caught first before they admit the crime. Of course, that's what these people are doing. We know Biden's there by fraud. Folks, we know that the bad guys are the ones pulling the strings on these little puppets in the circus of politics. We all know this. We all know who the bad guys are. And yet the American people wait for bad things to happen. And then they ask the question, what are we supposed to do now? Here's the Lord's plan. Prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. And see, when King David said he knew more than the ancients because he kept the testimonies of the Lord, keep in mind he was running from an individual named Saul that was trying to take him out because he was anointed of God. But what did David do? Did he sit back and pray? Nope, he didn't sit back and pray alone, folks. He also showed the world his faith by his works. He showed the world the love that worketh by faith and faith that worketh by love, as Scripture tells us. And he picked up the rocks and he went after the enemy. And why did he do that? Because he noticed that Saul and his armies did absolutely nothing concerning the issues. And I'm talking about Goliath, and I'm talking about Saul as being the bad guys even now. Okay? What do we do? Americans, here's the bottom line. You know exactly what you're supposed to do, and without you keeping the commandments of the Lord to bring justice and establish justice, you'll never understand righteousness, and you'll never have peace within the gates in a million years. Okay? Keep praying, but faith without works is dead. You're a fool for your pains. James 2:14 through 26, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. From our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to show you all you Trump worshipers who still have your head stuck in the sand and you haven't figured out this con man for who he was, rejecting the Word of God to your own demise and taking on the Word of Man. Read Mark 7 when you get a moment. We have Donald Trump here tweeting, right? As we celebrate LGBT Pride Month and recognize the outstanding contributions LGBT people have made to our great nation. Well, this is Donald Trump. This is illegal. This is the guy that said he has no reason to repent, remember? And Scripture tells us clearly, to he who says he has, or he's without sin, is a liar and the truth is not in him, in 1 John chapter 1. Yeah, read it. Hey, you who leave off the Word of God, this is what you promote. As we celebrate the LGBT, it's illegal in every state of our union, but Donald Trump promotes it. By the way, this is almost identical, just to show you that they have people that are doing their social media. But it's interesting to note George Bush, George W. Bush Jr., did the same exact thing back in the early 2000s. As we celebrate the LGBT, really? He said, Trump did, let us stand in solidarity with the many LGBT people who live in dozens of countries worldwide that punish, imprison, or even execute individuals. Wait a second, I got a question for you. Why was Donald Trump trying to decriminalize sodomy? Here's the question. Why was it illegal in the first place? I'll tell you why. Because it is an abominable lifestyle. That's why. That's why. Okay, you know, it's interesting. This morning I went out. I did a little run. My son's preparing for a local race here in next month, and we run every day, and he's preparing for that. And when I went to get the mail this morning, I noticed that I heard a bunch of ruckus, a bunch of noise and kids laughing and the such. And I thought, well, what's that? So I walked around the post office and looked where the little town is. And I noticed there was a bunch of adults and kids. And I'm thinking to myself, that better not be a drag queen library time in this little town. And what I did is I got in after I took care of business at the post office. I got in the car. I drove around real slow. I mean, really super slow, probably suspiciously slow. But I was driving slow enough because I wanted to see what was going on. There's probably about 30 to 40 people there in that circle. And everything had the earmarks of promoting the gay agenda, which is illegal in the state of Minnesota. And so what I did is I just went by real slow, and I noticed two clowns, but I noticed all the colors that matched what they use for their rainbow, which they perverted, by the way, to their own condemnation, and rightfully so, Romans 8, verse 1 and 2. But what's interesting is I drove by really slow, and I looked in there, and I thought, okay, I'm looking for the man that's dressed like a woman entertaining these kids, because if that's what's going on, it's not going to fare very well. So I did my thing, and all of a sudden, I just drove up a little, where I seen a lady just walk by where I'm slowly driving by, and I said, ma'am, what's going on over there? And she said, I don't know what's going on over. She said, I seen two clowns over there, you know, entertaining the kids, telling funny jokes, so on and so forth. And I said, is it this drag queen stuff? Because she told me that the library put it on. And she said, I don't know. You're going to have to call the library. So I got home. I called the library, and I said, ma'am, what was going on over there at that in the front of that restaurant with all those kids and the parents? And she said, oh, they were just two clowns entertaining the kids. I said, did it have anything to do with promoting the gay agenda, the sodomite agenda? And she said, no. So, you know what? This little town was spared Bradley Dean today, but I'll tell you what, that is one thing that I'm not going to put up with, and I'll do the same thing that that man did yesterday. I will stand in the circle and tell every one of those people that these pedophiles up here that mean to groom your children and you're bringing them to be groomed by him, I want you to know that it's illegal in every state in our union, and I will call the police. So, again, friends, I am not going to play with that kind of stuff. They are not going to make a prey out of our children. And we're going to stand up for it every step of the way if need be. But it's interesting. We have the governments of the United States, for decades, by the way, promoting the gay agenda. This is all coming from the government. It's not the people promoting it. No, they look for the useful idiots that will be used to promote it, and then what they'll do is they'll get money to push behind them is what they'll do. Well, you all know what's been going on with Disney. And I think everybody knows, and by the way, their movies are bombing, their parks are completely bombing. I told you last week, we just got another coupon. Folks, I get all these ads from all of these different companies and these different outlets all over the country in the hundreds every day. And one of them just happened to be 50% off of Disney. And it's interesting how the mainstream media is promoting Disney parks as holding 3 to 5 times the capacity available at their parks. They're lying to you. And the same thing with the Universal Parks. Now, I know Universal Park employees have been busted in these child sting operations, these pedophile operations. I don't know how involved they are, but I did get some requests from Universal as well, giving us folks practically giving rooms away for free, because people are not going. So there is the voice that the mainstream media does not want you to hear. They are begging for people to come to Florida, to return to the parks, and it's not happening. Okay, it's just not happening. Because people are figuring out now that they're laying for their kids. I don't know anybody in their right mind that would do that. That would be called child abuse. But what's interesting to note, friends, is we are seeing that Disney, along with the mainstream media, the outlets, and again, folks, the whole gamut, that are trying to create or attempt to create a world without you. And isn't it interesting? They play the victim as they attack you and demonize you and ostracizing you because you don't accept their abominable lifestyle. Leviticus 18, 22, 20, 13, Romans 1, 24. Also read Jude 1, 7. That's the fruit of this lifestyle. Let me say it this way. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. If you want to dare the justice of God, keep going on with your bad self. But you've heard Bradley Dean. You're accountable for what you've heard here. The message is repent. Speaking of Disney, you've seen this, right? Tim Brown just highlighted this on June 19th, which was 2 days ago. Another Disney employee busted in undercover child sex predator sting. 12 were arrested. So, folks, they all need to be incarcerated for their crimes, and that seems to be what law enforcement in Florida is doing, and good for them. Or in California, good for law enforcement. We appreciate you guys. We love law enforcement, the good guys. We love the institution of government. We love the incumbent that are upholding the laws. We're with you. No question about it. The majority of the American people are with you. I know that many of them say that, but they do nothing. I get all of that. But here's the thing. I'm with you. The Lord is with you, and he said he'll be in in the book of Acts. He talks about the nation that does righteousness, that he will be with them people. So know within yourself you have the Lord on your side. And as John Knox, the prophet from Scotland, said, he said, a man with God is always in the majority. Know it to be true. Know it to be true. Just look to David. Read Psalm 27, verse 1 when you get a moment. Speaking of the corrupt in government, all of you Michiganites, I mean, that state is corrupt, to say the least. I played some video on this wackadoodle. In the state of Michigan, the act of sodomy is against the law as well. And you have a attorney general there named Dana Nessel. And folks, this is a prime example of why this is called crimes against nature. Okay, this is a prime example of why this was labeled a mental illness all the way up until 1973. And by the way, they extracted this. They expunged this from all the books now. Instead of condemning these crimes, now they're condemning people that don't go along with these crimes. But this is Dana Nessel. She's the attorney general. She's a lesbian. I played a video of her and another representative, a man that acted like the woman. Well, this woman acts like the man, testifying against themselves concerning who it is and what it is that God created them. There's the perversion right there. The man acts like the woman and the woman acts like the man. And they want to say that they were born that way. Well, that's fine. We were all born in iniquity, just like David, a man after God's own heart. But the message is, you must be born again, John 3:3. So now you're without excuse. Okay? But I want you to listen to this criminal, that is the attorney general in Michigan, and I just want you to listen to her for as long as you can stomach this. There's no video, it's just audio. Check it out.
You know what's not a problem?
She said, for kids who are seeking a good education, she said drag queens. This is what this criminal said, and she's the attorney general in Michigan.
Okay.
So let me say this, she said. A good education is drag queens. Then she goes on, drag queens, not only are they not hurting our kids, right? She goes on and said, drag queens make everything better. I'm going to finish this, and I'm going to redo this. It's only 34 seconds long. But I want you to see the mentality of what the people in Michigan are putting up with. This woman is a criminal, and she must be dealt with as a criminal. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. St. Louis Fed President James Bullard says we have some work to do when it comes to the central bank tackling inflation. It's running at a 40-year high, and the Fed has raised interest rates in a bid to fight back. However, he insisted the labor market is very good and the economy should grow as the months go on. The Texas Senate Special Committee to Protect All Texans is holding a hearing on last month's Uvalde school shooting, which left 21 victims dead. Director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Stephen McGraw, blames law enforcement leadership for the response to the shooting.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
USA Radio News. New technology is helping to find a disease that affects millions of Americans. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The Nature Portfolio Journal is reporting new technology is allowing a single brain scan that can diagnose Alzheimer's disease quickly and accurately. The new approach requires just one MRI brain scan taken on a standard 1.5 Tesla machine, which is commonly found in most hospitals.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is visiting Ukraine. It's an unannounced trip, and he's meeting with the Ukrainian prosecutor general. He's the latest high-profile member of the Biden administration to travel to the war-torn nation. Other officials, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, have visited since Russia launched its invasion nearly 4 months ago. Gas prices are falling again. The national average price for regular is down another 2 cents to $4.96 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You know, I should have named it the mentally ill criminals, the abominable ones, want to create a world without you. Well, that's exactly what they're doing this month. And for some reason or another, government and the mainstream media are pushing this illegal agenda forward because, go back to what I said, or you don't have to. You're going to be just like this lady when it happens. And you're going to say, well, you know, what should we do now? No, let's stop it before it gets this far, right? Prevention is better than cure. The way people think is upside down. And how do you know what to do concerning the right thing? Read the word from cover to cover, friends. Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. My whole family, we're doing it again. I want to get back to this concerning a criminal working against nature that's been appointed as the attorney general in a state where sodomy is illegal. She heads up the attorney general. Her name is Dana Nessel. She's a sick-minded criminal, is what she is. She's talking about, if you want a good education for your kids, get them to a drag queen. I'm not making this up. She is a sick-minded devil, and instead of her being the criminal that she is, they want to paint a picture that she is the victim. Let's listen to what she has to say. You know what's not a problem? For kids who are seeking a good education?
Drag queens.
She's this sick. She goes on, okay, so let me say this. Drag queens, not only are they not hurting our kids, no, folks, just the exact opposite. They're grooming the children, if you let them. She said drag queens make everything better. This is the attorney general from the state of Michigan. What constitutes a crime, friends? Oh, my goodness. Drag queens make everything better, and there's all the little useful idiots laughing right along with this criminal. Drag queens are fun, she says.
Drag queens are entertainment.
And you know what I'll say? That was totally not poll tested. I say this. A drag queen for every school. This is government, friends. How is this criminal surviving in the halls of government as an attorney general in the state of Michigan? That is what would be fine for a kid, she says. And lift them up whenever they're having emotional issues. It's the drag queen. It's this abominable lifestyle that they're choosing. That's the reason they're depressed. That's why the reason they're self-condemned. That's why they're having emotional issues, friends. Okay? Again, so you can't make up what's going on there. But again, this is coming from government. This isn't coming from the average Joe. No, this is who's promoting these crimes. And again, Americans, if you don't want to deal with the criminals, you're going to get more of it. They're breeding literally within the halls of government because the American people stand down and let them do so. This is exactly, again, I got to just make the comparison here and the parallel. This is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. This is exactly what he did. The people believed the media instead of listening to each other in the voice of God, first and foremost, in garnering themselves and conglomerating themselves under the banner of Christianity. What do? They listen to the media. They listen to the voice of man, and they throw off the voice of God. They get man's curse, Jeremiah 17, verse 5, and they wonder why they didn't get the blessing. This is craziness. Oh, by the way, can I bring up Trump one more time? Remember I told you that Ron DeSantis? I know a lot of you people in Florida, you're moving there. I believe you're being entrapped. You're being enticed. I totally believe that. Same thing with South Dakota. Same thing with in Tennessee. You're being drawn in. Just mark my words when I say that, okay? Remember that I just said that. You're being enticed to be entrapped. I know people think Ron DeSantis is the man. I told you before he's doing the same thing that Trump did. I told you that the mainstream media is giving him all the attention that he needs in playing the good guy, right? This is what they do. He's constantly in some sort of kerfuffle with Joe Biden. How do you fill the seats? You promote the fight. That's what they're doing. And I'm telling you right now, every step that Ron DeSantis has taken is just like Donald Trump's. And I've said this before. Well, here's a little bit of a manifestation. Trump re-election donors are now giving to Ron DeSantis. Let me just say it this way. There's not a nice way to say it. You people are blind. You're willfully blind. You're under a delusion, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And you're going to eat the fruit of your own ways. And the Bible is clear concerning the workers of iniquity. Okay, let those that will... let them until they be taken out of the way. You're the first ones to be taken out of the way. You're the ones promoting, you're the ones hastening judgment upon yourselves and the country. Okay? Because you don't learn your lesson. It's one individual to the next individual, one politician to your next favorite politician, the one that looks just like you. Because you want to create a world without God too, don't you? Yeah, you want your politician to be the responsible party when the Lord told you that you're the responsible party. Right? Read Philippians 2:12. Okay, so we went from Trump, now they're going from Trump to DeSantis. There's no difference, except the last name. And I told you this before, and I'm telling you again, folks. People that are, you're flocking to Florida, and you're flocking to South Dakota, I'm telling you. You're being enticed, and I'm telling you, you're being entrapped. Okay? Mark my words.
Because the way that Noam, Christy Noam in South Dakota, and Ron DeSantis put themselves up, and the media, by the way, is putting themselves up. They're putting up Christy Noam in such a light that is not true, and they're putting Ron DeSantis up in a light that is not true. These are all, both of these are being put up by the mainstream media under false pretenses. They are not what they claim to be. Mark my words, do whatever you will, write down the time. And when this comes forth, don't tell me, friends, I didn't tell you because I told you. Here's another one. I've told you about the best that you have, and I'm not going to go through the list of names right now. But we just seen that I'm a former contributor over at WND. But what's interesting is they just highlighted Ron Paul again. Folks, 6 months after the pandemic's over? They're still putting a show on for you, and Rand Paul, what is he doing? Rand Paul is still fleecing you for money, and what are the conservatives of the day doing? Oh, they're highlighting how hard Rand Paul hit Dr. Fauci. How many crimes has Fauci been found out for now? What about all the secret millions that have gone, and the hundreds of millions that have gone to the NIH? Your Rand Pauls, your Ted Cruz's, your Jim Jordans, your Trey Gowdy's, your Marjorie Taylor Greens, they all the well know the crimes of those that you think that are grilling them. They're not grilling them. They're putting on a show in the circus of politics so they can fleece you for some more of your support to keep them in office. And what you don't realize, it's not their job to magnify the crime. It's their job to magnify the law against the criminal. So why is Fauci still being grilled, friends, by the likes of Rand Paul? But what I want you to hear is Dr. Fauci admits no studies to back COVID boosters for kids. These are the same people, the same devil behind his minions that are pushing abortion to the equivalents of, we're told, 62 million babies now have been aborted, murdered in the womb, when God clearly said, thou shalt not kill in Exodus 20. It's the sixth commandment. He says in Proverbs 6:17, he hates hands that shed innocent blood. And yet, folks, they kill. Now they want to make sure you put a needle in a child's arm because the FDA said they're giving the approval to it. Not knowing that the FDA is a part of the NIH and the WHO and the likes of a Bill Gates who paid for all this misinformation in the first place. Do we want to talk about getting to the real facts here, friends, or do we just want to keep glossing over who's responsible for it and expecting the Injustice Department to actually do something about these criminals when they're paid off as well? And if it's not the truth, then why are they still free to commit another crime on another day, friends? Just curious. And let's do our best to overlook this, friends, because it's not about the kids. Health Impact News, age 5 to 15, injected with COVID-19 shots. Look at all the dead kids. It's not about the kids. It's not about preservation of life. Wow. Should we pretend otherwise? Americans, America, America, you're too young to die. All these people that are setting the narrative, that are driving the narrative, they're trying to create a world without God. And it's a world that will never exist. He established the earth. The Bible says clearly in the book of Psalm 119, it abideth forever. It abideth forever. Oh, one more thing. Speaking of corruption, I wanted you to see this as well. This is brand new. Just came out yesterday. IRS quietly buying up tons of ammo with your money while Biden's regime tries to limit you. You know, it's interesting. Again, there's the word Biden's regime. It's not Biden's regime. This isn't Biden's government. This is the American people that are the government. Matter of fact, let me go over here since we're on live radio. And I'm thinking of a quote by Roosevelt who had said this some time ago back in the 30s, I'm sure. But I want you to listen carefully as to what he said, friends, because it still applies to those that will apply it. It is the people, said President Theodore Roosevelt. It is the people and not the judges who are entitled to say what their constitution means. For their constitution is theirs, it belongs to them, and not the servants in the office. But yet, they continuously drive the narrative, don't they? Because the people fail to take the reins. IRS quietly buying up tons of ammo with your money while Biden's regime tries to limit you. Folks, do not disarm. I don't care what they say. Do not disarm. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take Steve from Minnesota. Steve, you got to make this one quick. Go for it.
Well, I find that Attorney General quite interesting that she turns it into the guy's got a fancy title, so he's now okay. Because the reality is a transgender is really somebody that doesn't know that their anatomy, they deny their anatomy, they deny their DNA, and because they wear different clothes and you give them a title, now it's who they are by their title instead of the reality. They don't know something. You know, they should know that their DNA and anatomy is something you just accept, and they should accept themselves the way they are. Instead, they won't accept themselves, and then they blame you and me for not accepting them. And hey, I'm accepting you the way you are with your male anatomy and your male DNA.
That's right.
You're the one that won't.
Yeah, well,
blame us.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend with them. In transgender, there's no such thing. God already decided their gender anyways. And the bottom line is I am not going to pretend with them what they are doing again. And we need, if we would get back to the law, what these men are doing is dressing as women. It is a crime. And I just showed a video yesterday and some audio for our listeners. It's interesting, and our viewers, that these individuals, no surprise here, they're men that are are pedophiles attempting to groom children. That's why they're going to the children. And if people could put two and two together, we could see that this is a big no-no when it comes to transgressing American laws, and it must be dealt with, and that swiftly by law enforcement, because if we don't do it, they're going to continuously breed, and that's exactly what they're doing. And I'm talking about breeding their crimes, sheep begat sheep sort of a deal.
Well, it used to be that if you could take your drums and make some music, and I could take my tools and build something or save somebody's life as an EMT, that was considered skill. We have skills, and the skills you have are important, and she somehow says not knowing something makes that guy a better person. I fail to see how it makes him a better person. I think the more skills you got, the better person you are.
Of course. We need to look up rather than down when we look at what the standard of here is. And the standard that we keep our eyes fixed on, his name is Jesus Christ. He told us what the deal is. He's the son of the creator. And the bottom line is that's who we follow here. Again, friends, he is the standard. Thank you for your call, Steve. I have to cover this. We're talking about attempting to create a world without you. They're creating a world where they want you to war against God, and so are the false prophets, by the way, within the church. But what I want you to see is this is brand new. Disney again. Disney's Lightyear flops at the box office following Chris Evans' comments. Now, on saying kiss, sex kiss scene. Now, friends, they're grooming your children. That is against the law. So, folks, whether it's a man dressed up as a woman trying to groom your kids in a library or a school, what's the difference between that and what Disney's doing? And why is the laws not being brought down upon the heads of those that are producing these criminal trends, these movies that they're creating and grooming your children? This is, whoa, what do I say? If you don't want to listen to the law, you're going to listen to the fruit of it, and that's lawlessness. And all you Christians out there, doesn't the Bible say, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness? Yeah, it does. And we're supposed to follow him. We're supposed to do what he does. We're to follow him and those that went before us concerning following their footsteps. And I'm thinking of Hebrews 13:7. Sorry about that. But folks, we're to follow him and do what he did. We're to reprove this. And we're to look to government, our representatives, to enforce the law. And if they're not going to enforce the law, then we remove them and then we replace them with good men. We don't need more laws. We need good men in government is what we need. Okay? We need a reformation is what we need. But I told you before, everything Disney touches, everything, and I'm talking about the gay agenda, the sodomite agenda, which is illegal in America. I told you that everything they touch, they destroy. There's a curse there. They're pulling the curse upon themselves. That's the truth of the matter. And it's exactly what they did here. Once again, okay? Perhaps calling critics of a movie idiots who are going to die off like the dinosaurs wasn't the best strategy to get families to watch the latest entry into the Toy Story franchise. Okay? Disney's latest film, Lightyear, made its way to theaters this weekend, and the result can only be described as, well, disappointing. The spin-off film from Pixar's Toy Story universe fell short of the insider projections in box office debuts, collecting a lackluster, and this is probably bolstered as well, $51 million at the domestic box office from 4,255 North American theaters and only $84 million from the worldwide box office. It's probably bolstered. Okay, they probably embellished those numbers. The film failed to dethrone Jurassic World Dominion, which brought in 58. That one bombed too, by the way. In its second weekend at the box office, earlier this week, some insiders expect the Disney film to generate about $80 million domestically. That is terrible, friends. Okay? So the result is considered a major drop-off from what it was before. Just like the Oscars. That's a different story. Will Smith did not smack that man. That was all about generating support because half of their viewership was completely gone. They were actors that acted on the behalf of their puppet masters, okay? Going back to the Lightyear. concerning this goofball, Chris Evans, Captain America of all people. And look at how they confuse the kids. But first, Disney replaced iconic actor Tim Allen as the legendary voice of Buzz Lightyear in what many feel was a political decision, given Allen is a well-known Hollywood conservative. Disney then replaced Allen with Chris Evans, Captain America, who is well known for voicing his opinions on social media against conservatives. See who they're empowering, friends? So what you need to understand is the majority stand against it, but they put these men up on screen. The people then are enamored with these actors. They begin to worship them and agree with what they say rather than the Christ that they say they serve. Okay? Now, what's interesting to note, Disney focused all of the marketing on the film on the fact that they had a same-sex kiss scene in a child's movie. This is, again, I do a whole series on this. This is illegal, okay? The scene was originally cut out of the movie but was restored when radical left employees at Disney pressured the company to take a stance on Florida's parental rights and educational bill. Notice the word again. It self-conflicts, right? It's inverted, which bans the teaching of sexuality and transgenderism, no such thing, to children between kindergarten and the third grade. The movie, listen, Americans, this movie, this brand new movie, by that of Disney, was banned in China. You used to be called the light of the world. You were the standard. Now you're following behind. It was banned in China. It was banned in Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Bahrain, Egypt, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Malaysia, Indonesia. It's being banned all over the world, but not in America. Oh, my gosh, Americans. Chris Evans called anyone who has a problem with the same-sex kiss is an idiot who will die off like the dinosaurs, indirectly slamming every Muslim in the Middle East, which that's his prerogative. But the fact of the matter is he's slamming our laws that keep us free, and he's creating a war against God, and that bothers me. The real truth in those people are idiots, said Chris Evans. Captain America, there are always going to be people who are afraid and unaware and trying to hold on to what was before. But that's what kept us free, dummy. And the Bible tells us not to take on the new thing, but we're to take on the old thing in Jeremiah 6:16. Chrissy? But those people die off like dinosaurs, Chris Evans said. Evans said in an interview with Reuters. Okay, so again, folks, what do we have here? We have Disney assailing your children, grooming your children, shocking your children into committing crimes against American law. Disney's Lightyear flops at the box office, just like I said it all will, folks. Everything they put their hand to, they bring a curse with it. Mark the word of the Lord, because that's exactly what follows. It's exactly what follows. Chris Evans wants you to know that you're all going to die off like a bunch of dinosaurs. He thinks you're an absolute idiot. And if you just keep it out there long enough, you'll accept it. Boy, that sounds familiar. Madonna said the same thing. The witch did. But it's interesting to note that this all followed when Captain America's Chris Evans commented on a same-sex kiss scene in a Disney film where they're attempting to groom America's children. Where is the law to be enforced against the crimes of those that are promoting movies like that? If I did that, let me say this again. If I did what Disney's doing, if I did what the mainstream media is doing, if I did what the federal and state governments are doing in a public assembly, I would be hauled off to jail. And I would be considered a pedophile. I'd be thrown in jail for years for promoting to a school what these people are promoting through the airwaves today. Let's get this right.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.